Good evening. We now have three confirmed cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus in India. A man from Gujarat who tested positive for Omicron is now the third confirmed case of this variant in India. He had returned to Gujarat from Zimbabwe. So we've now have three cases of Omicron. And with this, the curiosity, the anxiety surrounding this new variant of the SARS COVID-2 has turned quite palpable. So what are the measures that need to be taken to limit the spread of this variant? What are the risks posed by the Omicron variant? What do we need to know to protect ourselves and our loved ones? Well, joining us now on the show, Professor Lawrence Young, virologist and professor of molecular oncology at the Warwick Medical School in the University of Warwick. Professor, thank you so much for your time. As expected, as we or experts around the world have been saying that in all likelihood, Omicron was already in India and now we have three confirmed cases. Your thoughts, how do you look at India in the light of this new variant right now? Three cases that we know of.
I think once you start to detect cases, you'll find even more. And it's quite clear that once a variant, particularly one that's more transmissible, is identified in the original country, and we think it originated in Africa, South Africa, we don't know. But once you identify it, spread everywhere. This is the nature of infectious disease and the nature of international travel. We have now over 100 cases in the UK. And I think the more you look, the more you will find. It's very difficult to keep control of variants, particularly if they're more infectious.
So given the challenges and under these circumstances, then how does one control the spread or limit the introduction and the spread of this variant? What does one need to know? What does one need to do? Both at, if I could first talk about at the national level in terms of what our governments need to do and then at the personal level. Individually.
Yes. It's worth saying to start that we still don't really understand the nature of this infection. We still don't understand how infectious this variant is, although it's looking like it's more infectious than the Delta variant. And we still don't understand the immunology. So we're not sure what this will do in terms of vaccine protection and indeed how severe disease might develop from this variant. It looks like it is able to compete with Delta. So I think what countries need to do is firstly, make sure you're able to monitor. So surveillance is very important so that you can identify cases and you can isolate those cases and trace their contacts. So all of that is quite important. I think making sure that people coming into the country are properly checked and properly isolating as well if they are positive is a way of trying to contain the further spread of the variant. You don't want to bring more infection into your country. So the two things you need to do is to control at the point of the border and then identify cases in your country and make sure that individuals and their contacts are isolating. In the meantime, we know that vaccination is very important. We're still not sure about how much protection vaccination will give against Omicron, but there is some early evidence that full vaccination is likely to protect from severe disease. We don't know that for sure, but it does suggest that getting your vaccines out is very important. And there are other measures. This variant spreads in the same way as all the other coronaviruses. So making sure where you can, that you restrict people getting together in very large gatherings and widespread use of face coverings. These are all very important.
So, Doctor, you know, we have three cases of this variant now in India. One of them is a 66-year-old South African national who came to India with a negative COVID-19 report. But on the other hand, we have a 46-year-old fully vaccinated doctor from Bengaluru, who had no travel history and developed symptoms of fever and a body ache. Because you said it just, you know, in your previous answer, first stop people entering at the borders and checking them. But here you have someone who's gotten the variant with no history of travel. Your thoughts on that?
So this is community spread. So the virus has come in from somewhere. It could have come from a traveler from South Africa or elsewhere. And what this is telling you is what we're seeing in the UK and other countries now, which is community spread. It's not a surprise. It's a very it appears to be a very infectious variant of coronavirus.
No, but already a community spread?
Yes, already community spread. We have a number of cases where it's quite clear that this is community spread with individuals who have no history or direct contact with anybody in South Africa. So it's starting to spread in the community, and once it starts to spread, it will spread very quickly. What we're seeing from data from South Africa is reinfection. So one of the issues that's concerning us is that you can see that this variant appears to be reinfecting people who've previously had a COVID infection at a much higher rate than we've seen with previous strains of the virus. So this again suggests that the behavior of Omicron is very different, and it can reinfect people who have been previously infected. But we still do not know to what degree full vaccination will protect from disease. And we still don't know whether this variant is associated with more severe disease, although hospitalizations in the parts of South Africa with high levels of Omicron are increasing. So we're seeing something like a six-fold increase in hospitalizations over the last 2 weeks.
So we're talking now about transmissibility, right? Then you're talking about how much the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly in South Africa. We already have only 3 cases confirmed in India, but 1 case of someone who's had no exposure to travel abroad. So does this then, Doctor, I know you keep saying not enough is known, but does this mean then that this is more transmissible than the Delta variant, or is you know, that still remains to be seen?
Yeah, I think the pace of infections and what's going on in South Africa and elsewhere suggests, and all the early modelling, the epidemiological modelling of infection suggests that this is a more transmissible virus than the Delta variant. The issue, of course, is the degree to which it's also able to evade immune response, and particularly the immune response induced by vaccination. And studies are going on to look at this. We need to keep an eye on hospitalizations and what that means for vaccinated people in South Africa. Of course, one of the issues in South Africa is that they are only something like 24% of the population vaccinated. So there's lots of vaccinated individuals who will hopefully be protected, but we just don't know. And as you've just mentioned, as we're seeing now, one of the things that's particularly worrying about this variant is it infections in the under fives, in the younger age groups. And this is a big concern because this is something we've not seen to the same extent before. And that's a real worry that suggests there's something very different and actually disturbing about this particular variant.
Doctor, this is absolutely very worrying, and I don't want to be alarming, spreading alarm either. And as a parent, I want to ask you this question more. Are you saying this is something different from previous variants, or are we simply saying, obviously, because this is the only group left that isn't being vaccinated, those under five, and so they're more vulnerable to any new variant?
Yeah, but I think looking at the South African data, where lots of folks are unvaccinated, including the teenagers as well as younger individuals, there does seem to be early signs that this variant is a little bit different. That doesn't mean we can't control the infection. And if anything, it suggests that what we should all be doing as much as possible is get as many folk vaccinated. But we just need to keep an eye on the data. And this is the frustrating thing about this, because it is spreading very rapidly. There is something different about this. And in a way, we can't wait too long to get the data. We've got to start to put precautions in place now. One of the key precautions has to be monitoring levels of infection and cases and tracing individuals who are infected and getting them to isolate so they don't spread the virus further. And we all believe that with full vaccination, you should have some protection. We don't know what that level is for sure, but it's important that we get as many people vaccinated as soon as possible.
Dr. Young, I want to stick with what you've said about how five and under, children under the age of five and under could be more susceptible, because then we're really saying that COVID vaccination for children should take center stage right now, because in India, as of now, we do not have any vaccines for children.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to say these are early. They're worrying signs in the under fives. They seem to be more affected in this wave in South Africa than in previous waves. We've also got an issue, you know, around the world about the degree to which we're vaccinating teenagers as well as 5 to 11 year olds, let alone the under fives. the point about this, if we can quash community spread, we should be able to stop spreading to youngsters. But the frustration is we just don't know enough at this stage, and we don't know whether there's something specific going on in a population in South Africa that has very low levels of vaccine coverage, and whether there is, on the, with this new variant, something, its behavior is different in South Africa than it will be in other parts of the world. And that's why we've just got to be cautious and keep monitoring the levels of infection in the communities around the world.
Dr. Yang, again, in the absence of a COVID vaccine for children in India now, what advice would you give to parents? How can parents make informed decisions? As of now, children in India have been without, out of school physically for almost 2 years. There's a huge raging debate on about whether schools should reopen, how we can get schools to reopen, because it's very important that children physically attend school. Yet at the same time, there are worries now, obviously, that children could be more susceptible to a variant like Omicron. What do parents need to know? What advice would you give parents right now? Because, you know, the fact is we can't get a vaccine for our kids.
No, that's right. And I think that, and it's very unlikely that any country will be vaccinating the under fives any time soon. But I think what this is about is sadly having to use the measures that we all know work in terms of stopping transmission. And that is significantly reduce mixing. So mixing of youngsters together in groups where they may have already come into contact with infection is important. And it's a horrible thing for more restrictions in terms of education, but wearing face masks is very important as well. Face coverings we know will work, and wearing those in situations where youngsters like any of us come into crowds. But if you're indoors, if you can increase the ventilation, that's quite important as well at reducing transmission. Whilst we get as many people who are eligible for vaccination vaccinated, because we can quash the spread of the virus, I'm sure, if we get full vaccination into our populations. And that will stop it spreading to younger individuals, and also stop it from younger individuals into older individuals. But at the moment, it's very difficult because we're working in the dark, so to speak. The most important thing of all has to be to keep identifying cases and make sure individuals who are infected are isolating and that contacts are being traced, and that we get on with vaccination in whatever format and for whatever age group is eligible in your own country. Just get more people jabbed. That's going to quash the spread of the virus and other viruses and other variants as well. And as I said, and just use these precautions and just use face masks and keep cautious while we generate more data to understand exactly what we're doing and what we need to do to continue to contain the spread and infection from this virus.
Well, how do you contain them? Do we know if the symptoms are any different?
Well, of course, a lot of the data that was coming out originally from South Africa suggested that symptoms tend to be mild, particularly in those individuals who are vaccinated. But we just don't have enough data, and most of that is anecdotal. So we do have to be careful about the pattern of symptoms with this particular variant, because we just don't know. What's clear is that irrespective of those symptoms, that the more people are infected, the more likely it is that you'll get sick and hospitalized. And that's what we're seeing in South Africa. That would happen for any of these coronaviruses. We just don't know how specific that is to this Omicron variant, but we do know that it is more infectious, and it looks like it does have the ability to compete with the Delta variant of the coronavirus.
Professor Yang, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.